The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Name that tune.
Good evening, Shasta Live.
Nobody gets it.
That's right. 1970s. That's, you know,
it was one
of those bands that was before the time, and they were too good, and they actually got kicked off of whenever they opened up. They got kicked off the door. It was Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, yeah. Everybody goes, oh, yeah. Like, oh, inside, yeah. They're like, what?
I've been to train before.
Yeah, really good. Good evening, March 10th.
It is.
I've got that right.
Monday, March 10th, 2025.
Yes. Shasta Live by Shasta County Chamber. Nigel.
James. Jason's over here, but I don't think his mic is live yet.
Mikey.
We're again.
It wouldn't be a Shasta Live.
Without,
show,
a
without,
there you
without
are.
Issues.
Now you're there.
Yeah. Am I there?
Yep, you're there.
Can you hear me now?
So, who's Jason, do you have
Do
you have new tires for your car because of the upcoming storm? It's going to be interesting, mate.
I need new tires. That's so ironic you bring that up. It's like I was just looking at them today.
He bought it's a brand new car. He bought it last week, and he already needs new tires.
last year, but it's like I put like 40,000 miles on almost. It's crazy.
Next time you go up to Mount Shasta, you could slide on the way back down,
slide,
right?
Yeah, a power slide.
good evening. All right. We have some...
We have twins here.
Twins.
The Tylers, yeah.
The Tyler twins.
The Tyler twins.
That's true. One of us is evil, and the other one is good. Evening.
I feel like this is like the...
One of you is hairy. The other one's clean, shaven.
Way to call me out.
Now they'll know.
Oh, wait.
Hairy.
Look at
him.
Yeah. He's definitely hairy.
Well, look at that. Like flip-flop. You've got the facial hair, and you have the body hair.
Yep.
How would you know?
Because I can see it from here. It's climbing out.
You can't see this on the radio, but I'm not wearing a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's pretty awesome.
Hey, we used to be live on YouTube, but they took the computer down recently. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
We got fined.
Yeah.
We got fined.
In preparation for this interview.
Yeah.
All right. So I feel like this is the second show in a row where we have like an iconic community event, right? So last week it was the Cool April Nights people.
Yep.
Which is massive, right?
Yep.
And then the Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
So,
Quick, we can go into some history, but like, how long has Sundial been in existence? Because it's been a while now.
Yeah, it's the 16th annual festival this year. So it started. Reading Rotary started it, and they ran it for a few years, and then the 2030 Club ran it for quite a long time. Did a great job keeping it alive. So,
did it stop any period of time, like during COVID or anything? Were there a few years that were missed?
Yeah, COVID moved to online during that year.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then last year they just weren't getting enough submissions, so they ended up not doing last year's show.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It was a bummer.
Yeah. And do you think that was? I mean, I know you get submissions from all over, right? But was it mostly because there was a lack here in our community?
Yeah, for sure. Last year, they just didn't get enough submissions, and the focus in the previous years was local only.
Yeah.
And that's broader than just Reading, you know, local in the area. So we knew that there was a need for more submissions to come in, more programming. So we opened it up for international submissions this year.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, it's the first time, and we have just a massive amount of new films coming in.
Well, that's what film festivals are. They're there to see what the world is doing, and I think, in my opinion, as a viewer, it's awesome, but also I think it gives more permission to the local market, right? Because then you get to see what other people are doing. It gives you inspiration. It's like, I could do that, or I could do something like that. So it's
You also get to interact with people that aren't from here that are doing what you want to do as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So, by the way, not to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt because we only got as far as two Tylers.
Yeah.
That's where I was going to go next to. Tylers.
Why don't you actually introduce yourselves, who you are. I know people already know you, but
who you are, where you came from, who your real mother is.
A little history.
Yeah. So, my name is Tyler Lockamy. I am the head of production at Archetype Pictures. I've made two feature films in the Reading area. The last one is the biggest that people might still remember. But we have Christina Ricci, Mina Suvari, Linus
Roach. You're the one who showed it.
I produced it. So my business partner is the one that wrote it, directed it, and he's currently still.
You're the one.
Yeah. I'm the one that caused the traffic jam downtown.
That was awesome.
It was really amazing. It was really amazing to see, you know, our big dream, our between my partner and I, I'll let Tyler introduce himself in a second here, our big dream was to have trucks and trailers. So when we were making our smaller stuff, we were just, when it got real hard, our mantra was trucks and trailers, bro, trucks and trailers. And then.
That's like boots and pants.
Yeah. And then here we had full trucks and trailers. We had, a 57-foot semi truck that had our wardrobe and makeup. We had multiple star wagons. We had flatbed stake beds that we drove up from LA, and we had trucks and trailers. And then drive around downtown and actually see it.
Mm.
It's just like, wow, this is.
It was for real.
Yep.
You know, in LA, I spent like 25 years in LA.
Yeah.
So whenever you saw trucks and trailers on a daily basis,
it was exciting. Like, what are they doing?
There's something happening.
I barely could care less. All I wanted was the craft.
that was in one of the trailers.
We had amazing craft food. But, and then I am the directing partner of the Sundial Film Festival this year and with Tyler.
Yeah.
Other Tyler.
The other Tyler.
Yeah. The other one.
Tyler, well, everybody knows.
I still have more questions, but let's go ahead. So let's spin the Ferris wheel.
Sure. Yeah. So Tyler Ferris, local filmmaker, born and raised here in town. Just my recent buzz with the pun and the plug here was Acid Canal, which was released last year
and Massive
officially
Canal.
Is on Amazon as of last week. So
what does it cost to rent?
$3, I think.
Okay. I'll go rent it.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Will you share it with me? You'll pirate it?
Yeah.
How dare you? We need every penny we can get.
Hey, guys, it may seem redundant. Could you just repeat the film and what you just said there? It's on Amazon, you said?
It's on Amazon.
Yeah. Acid Canal. On Amazon. Yeah.
Local film. Amazon.
Yep.
$3
about
rent.
It's about the water.
Yeah, Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation.
ACID.
So that's a huge hot subject, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, you're talking about stepping into a big pool.
Yep. Yep. It was a really fun process.
You get death threats? That's what I want to know.
No. I did get lawsuits.
Really?
Those have been managed. Yes.
Wow. They didn't like what you said about something
I'm
like, you're just reporting what's there. I'm going to sue you because the water flows.
Yeah. Well, people can sue people for any reason.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, it's pretty fun. It's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So as a filmmaker, or I guess would you consider yours a film or a documentary?
What was it? I would say both. I think film kind of encompasses a broader, we're creating films or movies. But yeah, it's a documentary.
Feature documentary. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that, because you did win an award.
Yeah, quite a few.
Or multiple.
Yeah, it was really
multiple.
Fun. Yeah.
That's fun.
It was a good journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excited for the next one.
And I wanted to ask you, so where were you born and raised? You said you were raised in Whitmore, but were you born there?
So I was born in Reno.
Okay.
And then when I was 3 years old, we moved to, by way of Memphis and Texas, up to Oak Run. And my mom and dad started a successful organic pest control business where we raised organic.
Is it still working?
Yes.
Or operating?
Yeah. My mom actually retired. Yeah. She sold the business, but it is still operational.
Because there were
still
a few of
Memphis,
kind of
Texas, Oak Run.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Memphis because they lived there, Texas because we would go walk cotton fields looking for pests, and then my mom would offer them suggestions on how to take care of those pests.
Naturally.
And then there was a small business that was for sale in Oak Run that was raising a fly parasite.
Yes.
And she bought that, and they were shipping a box a week, and we would actually, my dad and I would drive to the old Greyhound bus station here, drop off the bus.
We all did that.
That was the FedEx. That was the UPS at the
time. We did the same thing with all kinds of marketing supplies and stuff.
And then my mom grew it up, and sold it, retired, and
wasn't
and
there another working. Bug place out in Palo Cedro or Bella Vista?
That was her. So was her we too? Actually moved from okay. Oak Run to Bella Vista.
Okay.
And then that's where the fly parasites and stuff yeah. take place.
I actually have quite a few friends that worked there for a long time.
There are so many people that mm-hmm. worked there. That was my first job when I was seven years old. I got paid, I didn't even get paid until I was about nine. I got like a dollar an hour,
uh-huh.
but, they would shove me into garbage cans and
yeah.
I was the bug farm kid.
So, yeah, you know, I was a weirdo. Not far from there, I was across the street. My father owned KMS, professional hair care.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing. I was the
yeah.
shampoo person's kid and they
so
would
you washed out the bugs.
They would shove me in like yeah. barrels and vats and stuff. The
yeah.
employees.
I think we had a reciprocal, yeah, symbiotic relationship there because uh-huh. people that worked in the bug farm probably used your shampoo.
Probably,
to,
yeah.
Get all the bugs
and,
out.
And my father's right-hand man for, gosh, 20 years, actually. He came from your location, Dan Amaker.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Dan.
Yeah, so Dan was like a second dad to me.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. He told me
Let's
about working on Vipers.
Let's take our first break, and you guys yeah. continue talking.
Yeah,
in the,
yeah this is great. Intense. Well, is there anybody else here?
We might find out that we're actually...
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Yeah. Lots of good information
good
on the
information
break.
Coming to Best Airways right here.
I wish everybody else was here. You know?
I know.
Right? Yeah.
So,
Such Live, Tyler and Tyler, filmmakers,
yeah.
Sundial Film
Chamber,
Festival.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So I have a question for both of you because I've been around since the beginning of time here in the Shasta County area. I personally feel like Redding as a hub, but for Shasta County and associated counties around us, that we are an incredible location for filmmaking. I have sat on many, many committees. I have talked to many, many people, such as yourselves, filmmakers, this, that, the other thing. Worked with many of you on small projects. Jesse Roston was here for a long time. He's amazing. He moved away. And it's sad because you'll see really talented people come and go. What is the, I mean, I have my own idea, but both of you speak to this. What is the number one thing that you see that is missing here for this to become a production hub?
So one of the things we really wanted to focus on with the Sundial Film Festival and our nonprofit, the Reading Film Fund, is creating more opportunities for filmmakers to have resources. And I think that's one of the big things. Like, as far as local filmmakers, mm-hmm. it's providing resources for equipment and job referrals and location managers. And thankfully with Film Shasta now, and Sabrina Jurisic, who runs Film Shasta, our film commissioner, permits and things like that have been much more available, which is great.
Yeah, people forget about that.
People forget about it. But also, I think in the broader sense of outside of local resources, is it's just getting the awareness that Shasta County is totally different from the rest of California. It's, you know, sometimes it's easier to just say we're Southern Oregon because of the, you know, the landscape.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's just getting people here. And I think with the film festival, it's a great opportunity. Like, we're flying up 8 different filmmakers from Los Angeles this year that are all going to come up, and we're going to show them around the area, and we're going
to see. It's almost like Rene Perez has had this whole place to himself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's pumping out what 2 to 3 films a year. So the opportunities here is just getting the exposure.
Well, if you've lived here long enough, you know. And of course, you know, I am one of the owners of Enjoy Magazine, so we write about all these incredible locations, right? I mean, I have learned so much from my own publication. It's amazing. But, you know, I at one point worked with Jesse, and we did this kind of thing, and it fell through because he moved away and stuff. But we did some scouting and stuff. And technically, when we were going around, and you kind of, you know, put your camera up and look through it, right, and you do that squint to see what you're doing. I mean, within 45 minutes to an hour, or almost in any direction from Reading, you could almost recreate any environment to shoot in, from jungle to the Mississippi River to plateaus to dinosaur stuff to, you know, if you were to go high in the mountains, Mount Shasta and Lassen and stuff. I mean, at Lassen, on the backside of Lassen, you could shoot there. You could technically look like you were on Mars.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so could just almost create any environment to shoot in and not have to travel very far.
I was location scouting with a director once, and we were driving through northern by Mount Shasta area. Mm-hmm. He's like, "This looks like Africa."
I know. I was
like, I know. Like, yeah, it does. And there's antelope.
Yeah,
there's antelope. Yeah, you
know? Yeah. But, and I would say, to piggyback on what Tyler was saying, you know, the big money that I think would help this community in mass is attracting bigger productions. You know, you're talking about thousands of hundreds of dollars a day per employee, and also when hiring local people, which we did. I mean, we hired over 50 locals. We had over 200 people on our crew when we were filming up here.
Wow.
And you're talking 350 on the low end, you know, per day. You know, it's like, come on. It's like, if we could get more of that up here, and we have the beauty. It's like, we have what any other state has. We have that here. You know, it's like, so, you know, but the reason they go to Georgia, the reason they go to New Mexico,
Canada,
Michigan, Vancouver, is because of tax incentives. Now, California does have some, but
which
it's
is amazing considering that we have technically Hollywood, where it's supposed to be, where movies are made, right?
Yeah.
You would think at this point we would be giving stuff away.
Well, and and they kind of do, but it goes towards studio, huge studio films. And there's no incentive to, until probably about 10 years ago, there's no incentive to film outside of Los Angeles. You know, it's like, to film in Reading now, you know, I think there's more opportunity for the local government to actually subsidize that and bring in these huge productions, you know, and you're going to see a huge boom to.
It's not cheap, but it is cheap in retrospect to what it could create long term, short term, long term.
If we filmed 34 different locations here, and if you were to do that, you couldn't do that in LA. You wouldn't be able to afford it. That'd cost you over $1 million. You know, it's up here, we spent like $1,500. You know? And it's like, we had a huge
Shoot it last
production time, value.
You need a $10 permit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talk to the National Forest Service.
So Sundial Film Festival.
Yep.
So what was the motivation?
Yeah, so with Acid Canal, I was able to tour around the U.S. for about a year. And I got to see a lot of cool festivals, go to a lot of different places. And each one had their own specific flavor. You know, you had a lot of these festivals that were in multiple locations, multiple theaters, historic theaters. And the more I went to these places, I was like, Reading already has all of these things. Like, we have a beautiful restored historic theater. And we have everything is within a 6-minute walking distance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, I was in at Oak Cliff in Dallas, and it was a 15-minute drive to each location. So I knew after that year coming back, I was like, okay, we need to do something in Reading. And I'm not one to duplicate things or start something new if it's already doing well. And so when Tyler and I kind of came together and said, hey, we want to do something, we approached the Active 2030 Club, and they're very open to this idea of, okay, yeah, this is ready to change hands. This is ready to kind of have a new revamp. And that's where it all started. And yeah. our big vision, I mean, this first year is Back to the Cascade. That's number one. But our three-year vision is multi-venue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we want to be. We want to be this weekend event where people come to Reading. They enjoy films for 2 days.
Well, don't forget me. I'm more than happy to help if you want to do an outdoor movie.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we want to
and
do.
That's the thing, too, with the Reading Film Fund. We're going to be putting on movie nights throughout the year. You know, benefits. We have one in April with SCOE.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're in partnership with them. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like bringing people together. What I was amazed by when I attended Acid Canal at the Cascade, seeing 1,000 people watching a movie together in one room, no one was on their phones. Everyone laughed at the same time. They gasped at the same time.
So you did it. It worked. You did it right.
Yeah. Well, and it was the excitement of getting everyone together in a room to watch a movie. It's like, you know, and it's because it's a local filmmaker who is highly, highly competent in being able to do that. And, you know, it's like, that's what we want to do. We want people to be able to trust us that when they come to the Sundial Film Festival, they know that they're going to see amazing films. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and you get to enjoy it with a bunch of people. Make it an evening this year. Make it 2 evenings next year.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
And when is it this year? When is it?
It's March 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, so Saturday. And we have 2 showings, so a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m., but it's totally different programming. So our hope is that you come out for the whole evening. So you come to 2 to 4:30, you go out and eat, you enjoy downtown, you come back for the 7 p.m.
Cross the street, go around the corner.
Yeah. So we got 22 films this year. They're all super different.
Chocolate. Wow.
Yeah. They're under 30 minutes, so you get short films as small as 3 minutes all the way to 30 minutes. So
I can handle that.
Great collection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any sci-fi?
Yeah, we got some sci-fi. Yeah, we got.
Are you going to be my date for sci-fi?
Yeah.
Are you a sci-fi fan?
Yeah, I'm buzzing around.
Yeah, we're keeping it PG-13. You know, we want to make sure everything's coped up there.
Yeah.
But
No.
Well, sci-fi. James is out.
But no sci-fi porn.
You know? None of that.
Yeah.
No, that's for the midnight show.
But after dark.
So real quick question, because we're going to go to our second break already. If you can imagine, it's already been a half hour. So is there a theme or a criteria this year that were for submissions? And so that's one question. And the second one is, do you guys view everything that's submitted and then make the decision if they're going to be allowed in or not? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of viewing.
Yeah, a lot of viewing. Yeah, we
33
actually,
hours.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
3 hours.
Have you had anything where you said, nope, that's an immediate no?
Well, yeah, I can't say that's going to be entry at all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had 130 submissions this year, so that was pretty cool. We went from 26 in the past 10 years
Kudos.
On average to 130.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But we focus a lot on local. I mean, that's another thing.
Still,
we want local filmmakers to you know, encourage that and be able to highlight our local filmmakers. But, a lot of watching...
we watched a lot of films.
Are there a lot of sick people out there?
You know, for whatever reason, we didn't get weird films.
Okay, good.
Well,
one or two.
We have a disturbance in the force. Yeah.
I think someone accidentally uploaded the wrong movie off their hard drive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, oops.
You still have that? Can you show it?
I erased it. We're all married, guys.
Yeah. That's too funny.
Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Yep. And we'll be right back. Oh, Tyler and Tyler.
Yeah.
Sundial Film Festival.
When the TV's on too much and I don't ever think enough about the things that matter most or what can make me old. And there's no argument for wasting time much better spent complacently replacing a melody with smoke. We'll be right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Polar bears? They survive everywhere because they eat everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how are they?
We're on air. Let's do this. Like the bat.
Oh, we're back. Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
We're seeing pictures of penguins. And
yeah, we have a great show tonight.
Thanks for sharing.
Very lively.
Tyler, I'll let you guess which one. Tyler was in Antarctic. Arctica.
Yeah.
He was sharing his seal and penguin photos.
Yeah, so Tyler and Tyler, Sundell Film Festival. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Actually, that's kind of an interesting topic. So you went to Antarctica just because, or was there a project?
Were you doing a National Geographic shoot?
No, it was supposed to be my mom's retirement party. And
that's where you got put her on an iceberg and send her out to sea.
Like, you're free. But she got sick, and she was like, well, my wife and I, Anne Marie, she was like, well, you guys are still going. And so my wife and I went and by ourselves, and it was amazing. It was really amazing. But yeah, so.
But
it was a mom.
But there
mom.
Is a caveat, right? You missed your mother.
I so missed my mom.
It was amazing.
I thought about her all the time.
Did you do a live stream from there just to rub it in?
I actually did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
How long ago was it?
This was Christmas and New Year's of just a couple months ago.
Oh, so recent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still fresh.
So was there Wi-Fi on the boat?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, or did you use Starlink or something? I'm like,
I think that's probably what they use.
Because one of the things about
here. I was like, there's nothing down there.
You know, one of the things about here, what takes is a couple hours into the Trinity Alps and you realize you're in the middle of nowhere. But that really is the middle of nowhere.
It was really in the middle of nowhere.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It was a little bit intimidating just because of the sheer, like, scale of everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had people asking me, like, is there land? I was like,
under ice.
There's a lot of land, actually. We saw, which I have another picture of, an expired, I don't know what you'd call it, expired volcano. It was the cone of a volcano.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And it's unbelievable looking. And we were right underneath it and looking straight up.
Any U-boats?
No. Okay. I can't say. I had to sign a piece of paper.
So. Just
and behind ice wall.
We'll do that. That'll be the midnight. Dun, dun, dun. The midnight show. Okay. Sundell Film Festival. Long-term plans for this?
Yeah, so long-term plans. I mean, this is our first year with the revamp, so just super excited for that. And establishing the Reading Film Fund was a big part of that, where our goal is to raise a large amount of money that goes to student scholarships and workshops to then encourage local filmmakers to start making more stuff. So it's a
so I'm guessing element. You're right. Starting to promote your or build your promotional reel for Giving Tuesday.
Sure.
Yeah.
Our nonprofit just came through like 2 months ago.
It's brand spanking new.
So you got to make sure that you're registered and available for Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, potentially if you market yourself right to the right people, that's where you can make some.
That's a great idea.
Some scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the festival world, I mean, our goal is that multi-day, multi-venue. Mm-hmm. You know, really encourage this film-loving community that people want to come out, get out of the YouTube, get out of, you know, just watching streaming and come together and enjoy films together, have discussions
after
films.
YouTube is very handy.
I'm not discrediting YouTube. But
I know.
We've lost this community filmmaking vision. It's kind of gone away.
So and do you guys have like a film hangout, or all film producers or whatever hang out, like, hey, come hang out at the lounge or whatever?
Yeah, we do, actually. We've, a couple years now, we've had our media.
It's called Hanging Pictures.
Actually, that's a great name.
Hanging Pictures.
You can use that.
You can use that free.
Yeah, we've had our media coalition that's been meeting for a couple years, and we meet once a month, the second Thursday of every month at noon, and then we have some, you know, evening hangouts too, trying to build that community to where we can all share resources and we can all come together, because there's not a lot of us in this area.
Okay, so let me ask this question, because I'm always the one that's trying to lift up the corner of the rug to see if you swept any crap under it, right?
Sure.
So you have these hangs, right? Is your profession, are they mostly pretty cool, or do you have some like super diva geeky people that just are like constantly disrupting? You don't have to name any names. I'm just saying.
The smile gives it away.
Reading's so small that typically those folks get weeded out pretty early.
Okay.
But I, you know, in this area, you'd be surprised at the talent that's up here.
Oh, I know. And everywhere.
Yeah. And it's like,
heck, I've spent 20 years using a magazine to write on that.
And yeah.
And I always thought, gosh, there's just never going to be enough content. It never ends.
I got to say, this one of the cool things about having started the Shasta County Chamber and meeting all these new people throughout the county, how much talent there really is. And how many really cool people there are
Hidden outside of the city limits, right? Like, there's people everywhere that you're just like, I had no idea. I mean, we just had this issue that's out right now is our largest issue in 20 years. It's 124 pages.
Oh, wow.
And there are two very well-known, prominent women that are featured that are both from Etna or lived in Etna and died in Etna and stuff, but they're like world famous. And one of them, I think, is a movie producer.
Wow.
You have to check it out.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But it's like, who knew?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I had the same thing with our daughters. One of them decided last year. One of them, we found out that they were both Pitch Perfect music, naturally, twins. It's crazy. And then one said, I think I want to play the bagpipes. And I'm like, bagpipes in Reading? Like, I don't know anything. I'm like,
You can't do that.
Shasta Highland Society.
Where are they going to play the bagpipes?
I played the
Turns out there's the Jefferson Pipe Band.
Yeah. Right? I played the bass and the tom in the Reading Rodeo in the bagpipe band.
Yeah.
Won an award.
And I'm like, it's right here. And all these people are amazing. This is an amazing band.
Yeah.
So I'm And My I think in it now.
That's
so her. That then they were 13, right? 13.
They were 13, 14. Yeah. They're 15 now, and she's in
one
she's
of
in the best.
Wow. She literally picks up the chantra.
The practice chantra. But she got her bagpipes in October, and she's in the band.
So wow.
She literally like learned the bagpipes in 4 months, and like can play like a professional in March and stuff. And I'm like, girl.
But what I'm getting at is the culture's here.
Yeah.
It's already here, right?
Yeah.
Because I had no clue.
That's why I think these events, like the Sundial Film Festival, I mean, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to, you know, pour water on the ant colony and get people to come out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we've been so, you know, locked into ourselves and the internet doesn't help, you know, and it's like you get out and you experience an event like the Sundial Film Festival and you meet people and then you work with them. You make new friends. It's like the old days. I don't know.
So, film festival, right? So, when somebody wins, do they win?
Oh, they win.
What do they get?
They win big.
What are the prizes?
They win big. Well, we have trophies. A lot of the thing, though, is getting the opportunity to showcase your film. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't realize how much time and effort goes into creating these films, and then they just kind of exist yeah. online. And they're hard to find. There's so much content. And so when you're able to really, you know, get 920 people to view your film, to be flown out to, you know, a place like Reading to feel like, you know, someone special that really did spend maybe a year on a project or 2 years on a project. Mm. You know,
I think that's the win for any person that's like that independent film is
big time.
Is just having it be seen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's all they want. I mean, yeah, they'd love to make tons of money, I guess. Well, it's like, I shouldn't even say that. There are a lot of people that probably don't, that's not even what they do it for. They do it because it's their creative outlet.
Well, they get in debt first.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just wanted to be at scene. Yeah. So, question for you, Tyler Ferris. What's your next dream? Like, okay, what's your next project dream and what is your dream dream?
Yeah. So my next project dream, I've got quite a few different documentaries that I want to do. I have a mockumentary that I think would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, figuring out how to get these funded is the biggest challenge.
Okay.
So moving into that next bracket of trying to figure out, is it grant funding? Is it private funding? But I'm not short of ideas. That's for sure. But as far as, like, I kind of call it my legacy goal, is this Reading-based film community. That's my big, big goal. You know, when I die, I've left something to our community that is film-focused, that mm-hmm. can maybe inspire the next Kathleen Kennedy and support, you know, people like that that have a passion for it. And, mm-hmm. and there's not a lot of resources available right now for these young student filmmakers and people that are really interested in it. So,
and yeah, I was going to say, let's go ask the
yes.
same question.
Same
for
with you.
You.
Oh yeah.
What are you working on?
So, my goal right now is to get the film that we filmed up here out mm-hmm. And into the living rooms all around the world.
And the name of that again?
The Dresden Sun.
The Dresden Sun.
It's a sci-fi thriller.
Okay.
Action thriller. It's going to be it's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. And you know, after that, we have another film called Fear Division, which is in the same universe of Dresden Sun, that we are in the early stages of writing. And you know, and ultimately, like Tyler, you know, it's like that legacy thing. You know, I could have filmed the Dresden Sun in New Mexico or Atlanta or Vancouver, and I chose to do it here, and would have been cheaper somewhere else. I don't know about cheaper, but there would have been rebates and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
which naturally would make it a little bit cheaper, but I just wanted to show this area that it's possible.
Sure.
It's like if you can find the money, which is the hardest part, and that's one thing with the Reading Film Fund that we're really just trying to break that barrier for some people, that it's possible to make films where you are. You don't have to go to LA. You mm-hmm. you know, Hollywood is wherever, you know, and so that's one of the big things, is just to bring more mm-hmm. productions here to grow up the Sundial Film Festival a bit more with Tyler and other events.
I think the other thing about it that I'm as more of a documentary filmmaker is there's a lot of local stories that need to be told.
Yeah,
and so encouraging that locally, there's a lot of things like the ACID was mm-hmm. in our backyard. So, and that's a story that was able to get out to the broad audience. And now mm-hmm. it's on Amazon. So people can learn about things that are going out in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important for information and getting these stories out.
Was it hard to create in that film being neutral or looking at it where you present it the way you did?
I've always been pretty good at just sitting in the background and watching and hearing people's voice and hearing people's what they perceive. I think the hardest thing about it was deciphering the information and fact out of the many, many conversations.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, okay, I hear what you're saying. I get this as a stressor. Is this true? Who do I have to talk to get the right answer?
Yeah.
And make sure I'm delivering fact over just opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be
that
hard.
Was the challenge.
I was going to say that's hard to not have any bias in anything that you do, right? You really have to think about your emotion and then what you're communicating and stuff.
Yeah, I don't envy the documentary filmmakers. It's hard. You know, it's like being a narrative film producer myself. It's like I just get to make believe. You know? It's just like the more absurd it is, cool, as long as it looks good on the screen, you know?
Okay, last break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about our favorite subject always.
Yeah. Food. But I have still two more questions. Oh.
Yep.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Oh yeah, groovy, groovy. Wow. Totally groovy. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Welcome back, Shasta Live.
Shasta Live.
By the Shasta County Chamber, we have,
what is it?
I was going to call it the Tyler Brothers, but.
TNT Show, the Tyler Tyler Show.
Yeah. Sundown two filmmakers.
Two
filmmakers, successful in their own right. It's kind of interesting when you get two talents teaming up, right? Because all of a sudden it feels invincible.
And it's a nice balance. Documentary, narrative.
Narrative, right?
Yeah. So the Sundell Film Festival, you need to sell tickets.
Yes.
How much are tickets?
Tickets, so all-access tickets, which we're encouraging.
Both shows, yeah.
$45, single tickets, $25.
It's not bad at
it's
all.
It's not bad.
No. And it's all through the Cascade Theater?
Cascade Theater box office. Uh-huh. CascadeTheater.org. Make sure you go there. Yeah. You don't want to get ripped off by all the other places.
True. Okay, I still have two questions before we get to our food portion. And the questions were, as the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, what could we do as an entity to help your organization, or not so much the organization, but your, we were talking earlier about.
Your industry.
Your industry, yeah. Money, the expense, that kind of stuff. I mean, in your dream world, what would you love to see the county at Shasta County level or City of Reading level do for your industry?
I think something along the lines of, you know, helping with, from my experience, one of the big things is housing and food. Mm. When you get a production up here,
food.
You know, it's, food goes a long ways. You can get 15 people up here and be real happy or be real upset.
Oh.
You know, those little things go a long ways for a production. Housing is another thing. They tend to be, in my experience, expenses that are overlooked. So they might budget for a certain amount, and then they realize that they under-budgeted. Mm. And I might be projecting here a little bit. But, you know, but it's like...
I love it.
It is getting... I mean, any sort of help to a filmmaker and that they know about it can help bring more productions up here. And I think the indie film world, which is where we both exist, you know, they're just looking for the most appetizing place to go, not food-wise. Just, you know, like, where can I get the best
bang for my buck?
Yeah, perceived value is what we call a beautiful landscape, because you can get it for free, but it looks like it costs you $1 million. And with technology today, you can, as long as you're proficient with your camera, you can get some pretty amazing visuals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if marketing that sort of thing, and offering them something, mm-hmm. you know, and figuring out how to, let them know about it. I think that's a big thing. And that's what we're trying to do. It's like the reason we opened it up to, the greater area than just Reading is that Reading filmmakers and the area are going to benefit more by bringing people into the area mm-hmm. to showcase their films, because they're going to see the area. It also allows for these, for the government here locally to see that it's important mm-hmm. and that, you know, that money needs to be, you know, allocated towards this endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing I would add to that as well is supporting our film commissioner. I mean, that's a huge deal. Shasta County
Sabrina.
Needs, Shasta County
so
needs
much.
To get
we should, we should have her on the show.
Yeah, yes. You should. Yes. Shasta County needs to get
She'll
on
give
board
you straight
with that.
Numbers too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she works so hard.
I'm writing. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
And then quickly, my last question is, considering how fast AI is changing, how do you see that affecting your industry? Like, I know we've had guests on a while, this was even a while ago, that are in the music business, and they've gone to LA where they've had to go record or they've done things. And while they're in the studio, witnessed, record labels actually producing albums with AI. So AI is writing the song, they're singing the song, and the, you know, the record labels are making a fortune because they're not having to pay anybody for anything. How do you see that in movie, in your genre or world at all?
Sure. Well, I do a lot of, my day job, I guess, is mm-hmm. producing commercials and yep. promotionals and mm-hmm. mini documentaries. And so we see a lot of that changes where, you know, you have scripts that can be completely composed with a voiceover that doesn't exist. And it's pretty amazing technology, really. Right. So I think, at least for myself, it's embracing this new technology, mm-hmm. learning how to utilize it.
Well, that's the art within it, the art, you know, yeah. the challenge. But do you feel like it's, I know there are a lot of people that are like dead set they'll never do it. Do you feel like it's cheating at all, or? Cause I think, like, you know, I get it, but I also get that if you don't learn the art, you're going to get lost.
I think if you make $100 million film, you should probably be using all humans.
Mm.
You know, I think there's a place in the world for indie filmmakers, that in order to,
or a genre.
You will never.
AI movie.
Yeah. And
category.
Here's the thing. You will never AI out a bad story. So if you can write a good story, you will stand out, you know. And it's like, if the AI helps you, it's like animation. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you can't afford to film on another planet with spaceships and all this sort of stuff, and you're forced to do it through animation,
mm-hmm.
and that's the best medium to tell your story, that's what you should do in order to tell your story the clearest. And if it's a good story, people are going to know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, not guaranteed to watch it, but when they do watch it, they'll know that, wow, that's a good story. So far, AI is not able to, you know, write the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, when filmmakers tend to reflect on their own experiences that they've experienced, mm-hmm. they're the only ones that have experienced what they experienced. And if you write about that,
mm-hmm.
you will never be, you know, out of a job because of AI. If anything, it could help you tell the story in the end.
I like
that.
No.
But
like
don't rely on it. It's like,
sure.
But, but if that's the tool that you need to be effective and do what you love, then do it.
Cool. All right.
Food.
Let's switch to something that
we like to talk to our guests.
We like to talk about.
Because,
yeah.
You know,
I think
it's food thing. And people are listening.
If you look at me, you'll see I enjoy food.
I love food.
And, no, this is drive time and people are listening and people take note. So you guys have been here for a while. What are some of your favorite restaurants to go eat at?
Personally, and then if somebody were to come into town, per se, to look for movie opportunities, where would you take them?
So I will chime in on the most recent ones. So I had the Reuben at the Sandwichery today, which is one of my favorites. A couple days ago, I was over, made the venture across the river, over to Bocelli. I know. and went to GIFs, you know.
You know what? I haven't been there in years, and recently, that has come up probably five or six times. Yeah. And then I actually sold chocolate to the gift shop up at Mercy. Mm-hmm. And the woman that runs the gift shop, her husband owns GIFs. Oh, wow. And we just found that out. And I'm like, I'm being told the universe is telling me to go to GIFs.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Those are some of my favorites. I think Los Gordos is kind of a go-to.
It's a go-to.
You know, Los Gordos and Fratelli's, those are my... But yeah. I'm also downtown, and I try not to leave if I don't have to. So.
Yeah.
That's yeah, see, cool. I'm on the east side, so I'm on the Palisigro side. So
Norms
is great. Mm-hmm. Norms is fantastic.
Porch.
I actually like my guilty pleasure is El Delicioso.
Oh yeah,
in the Valero,
the gas station. My kid,
Redding mixed burrito.
My kids love their stuff.
Unbelievable.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
my kids come home with them all the time, and I'm like, gosh. Ooh, yum.
And, you know, we love downtown. I used to work at Market Street Steakhouse as a server, and I've always been a fan of their shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll walk into, the whiskey bar and grab an old fashioned, a rye old
That's what makes me sad about, what's it up on Placer Street, that Moonstone, their fish tacos. I'm sad because I loved those.
Yeah. I'm good friends with Che.
Yeah. Hoping that the new place will do well.
I actually went to high school with the owners of Bantam.
Okay.
Bantam?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. A place I went to for the first time, and you introduced me to that a week and a half ago, was Sweet Spot.
Oh,
I've heard good things.
And that was.
They've been around forever. They've had all kinds of good stuff. But I think their ramen and stuff is really
what they're known for now.
They used to be cupcakes sliders. And gelatos.
Yep.
It was good. Yeah. So if you're driving around hungry looking for a place to go eat, Tyler Ferris says,
where are you driving from?
Well, this is Redding, so you know, side to side is 12 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, the last like moment where I was eating a dish in Redding and I was like, oof, this is just really good. Was the cow poon at Thai Hut.
Ooh.
Thai Hut cow.
Yeah. I was going to say, that sounded for a split second. I was like, what?
Where were you?
I thought that place got shut down.
I know, really.
have you ate at Konya's Market?
Yeah.
Do you like the Nam Khao there?
I haven't had it, no.
Oh, it's so good. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll line it up.
Some good really Thai good. Around here.
Yeah, we have some really good food. And that's another thing. I'm so excited. I do have some friends, or at least some acquaintances, coming up for the film festival, and I'm so excited for them to be able to experience what we have downtown.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing is, you know, with Tyler talking about us doing a multi-day event, being able to get people undulating downtown between showings.
Mm-hmm.
That literally,
I would imagine you're going to work with a lot of those downtown restaurants to say, hey, get your you know what together and promote yourself so people come.
Can people still sponsor? Are there sponsor opportunities?
People can always sponsor.
Yeah, we always.
You got
if
money.
There's no if there's no opening, we'll just find one. We'll make one for you.
Who's some of your current sponsors now?
McConnell Foundation, Cornerstone Bank, Choose Redding, Advanced Redding. We've got a lot of great partners this year, and it's cool because they're joining on the vision of what we're doing, and they see it.
Zach Bay
State Farm. There's a lot. Rad Studios, Carousel. So
Mr. Ryan.
Yeah.
He just did my. He just architected my mother-in-law's ADU that we're putting in. My father-in-law passed away, and so he building one of his studios.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Okay, last minute. You got 1 minute pitch. Last pitch, Sundial Film
Buy
Festival.
Buy tickets to the Sundial Film Festival on March 22nd
or
at CascadeTheater.org. You can also go to SundialFilmFestival.com and go into the merchandise tab, and you'll see a really fun tab there that says pre-party, which is a little VIP party that we're doing the night before at FOMO, the new cocktail lounge here.
Yeah.
We also have hats, which I'm wearing one. We've got stickers, pens, all sorts of cool stuff.
I need to do Oscars on a stick for you guys made out of chocolate.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be great. People can walk around with a chocolate Oscar.
Heck yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But my biggest pitch for a lot of people has been saying that I think the biggest thing that would be the biggest bummer for me this year is if people don't come because it's going to be so awesome.
But just remember, you know as well as I know, Reading is what we call last-minute buyers. It's like you panic, and then you know the day before or whatever, it's like, wow.
Yeah, don't wait too long.
We're expecting all y'all in your cars right now.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
Turn around, buy tickets.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.